And with that, I turn it to speaker number Sharon. Sharon Smith from Newark, New Jersey.
Thank you. Thank you, Junis. I said to Dorothy, I said, she said, so Junis is going to go before you, and then you're next. I said, wow, I won't have anything to say when he finishes speaking. But he left some space for me to say some things.
Nice adventure to tell us about.
Oh, yes. So PULSE is Parents Unified for Local School Education. It is an organization that was created by parents and is led by parents, but we also support students. And initially, in 2007, 2008, we began to work on policies that allow parents and students to have input in the decisions of budget, curriculum, and status of their principals. A nice way to say that they make the decision to hire and fire principals. Of course, we were told that it was a little aggressive and that we needed to rethink about the policies, and so we began to write policies that were very similar to hiring, firing the principals, but brought it down a notch. But since the appointment of our state superintendent, Cammie Anderson, in 2011, many of the local school teams have been dismantled, and others are not functioning as governing teams in our local public schools. The fight began with parents fighting for their public schools. And the direction of the policy has changed now, and now we're fighting just to make sure that the schools stay open. In the past 3 years, Superintendent Cammie Anderson has resited, renewed, relocated, and converted to charters at least 20 public schools in Newark. In December 2013, Superintendent Anderson rolled out the One Newark Plan and Universal Enrollment. Both plans had little to no input from community, yet the impact of the plan affects one-third of Newark public school students. Specifically in the South Ward, close to 40,000 residents are impacted by the reorganization plan. There are many concerns for the children and parents of Newark Public School. To name a few, in my opinion, the major concern is that the universal enrollment is presented as an opportunity for parents to have a choice of a school, but yet, that's not the reality. The reality is there's a mere chance that the parents will get the school of choice from the application. And that is why you've been seeing parents on the news and the media fighting for a school for their child because they are not assigned to the school that they originally requested. And most of the time, these schools are across town. One of the problems also is transportation. It's unsafe and callous for the superintendent to think that children from the ages K to eighth grade can travel across the city on their own. And if you know, if you're getting up 6 o'clock in the morning, it's still dark outside. And so these children are 7, 8, 9 years old who are asked to get on a bus, sometimes to get to another bus, which is a hub, to go to another school. And the parent is not allowed to have a ticket or provide money or transportation for the child to travel with the child to school. So the child has to travel on their own. The other thing too is the area that's most heavily hit is the South Ward. And the South Ward has the highest level of single moms, has the highest level of poverty. And so for these parents to make a consideration to either get on the bus with their child to go to school or to save that money for other responsibilities that they have to take care of for their children. Special needs. Special needs is another area which is not really, first of all, special needs was not an area that Newark Public School was actually effectively taking care of in the first place. But now that this One Newark enrollment is in place, there is less chance for a child with special needs to get a school that they have services in that school. I met a parent, I put this note for myself, I met a parent last Saturday at an event. and she has a special needs child, and her child first day of school was October 13th. So all of those days were missing. There was no education, there was no teaching, there was no learning for that child up until October 13th. We still, to this date, have children that are not assigned to a school and that they are home. And it's close to 3,000 to 4,000 students that are not in school at this point. So what we decided is that Pulse has joined alliances in Newark and nationally to fight the corporate reform. In May, we filed a Title VI complaint to investigate the discriminatory practices of the One Newark plan, and the federal government has merited it for investigation. So there's an open investigation on the One Newark plan. We also know that the Race to the Top money, which was just talked about with Dorothy, has not produced the results that it has intended. The SIG, which is the School Improvement Grant from the U.S. Department of Education, are allotted to states through an application, a process that mostly everyone gets who applies for it, a process to get money that is meant to use to improve most struggling schools in the country. Until now, there are only 4 models for the state's schools districts could choose from. It's to turn the school over to a charter operator, remove half of the teaching staff and the principal, close the school, or transfer it through a removal of staff but less. According to the USDOE's own data, there has been some, though not very significant, results for these 4 models. In the spring, after pressure from the National Alliance that I belong to, Journey for Justice Alliance, Congress included new language in the federal budget to allow the 5th state-determined option. The regulations for the 5th option won't be released until December, but we believe that funding could be used for the new model. And so what we're doing as for Pulse is that we are pushing for our states to use a more holistic approach in making sure that student achievement happen. As I've always said and said in a lot of interviews, that you don't have to smash a system in order to make it work again. That moving a child from one area of town to another does not prove that student achievement would happen. So we are looking forward to making sure that students have an opportunity to stay in their neighborhood schools and still learn without this disruption of education. Thank you.